two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an unverified threat made on Snapchat prompted an increased police presence at Union High School and Roosevelt Junior High in Duchesne County today. District officials say a student posted he was bringing a gun to school. I'm Nick Wyatt.
Second, teacher pay, guns, taxes, vaping, all discussed on Utah's Capitol Hill today. Various committees met to discuss the biggest issues of the upcoming legislative session. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Amazing work by road crews. The crash northbound I-15 Center Street in North Salt Lake has been cleared. All lanes are open, but we still have huge delays back to downtown Salt Lake City. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Extra warm temperatures today, but changes are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Extra gorgeous, 77 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
One meeting, two different takes. Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say they walked out of a bipartisan meeting on Syria at the White House after they say President Trump started insulting them.
He just couldn't handle it, so he kind of engaged in a meltdown.
Republican Congressman Michael McCaul was also there.
It was very disappointing to see the Democratic leadership walk out of this meeting. I've never seen this before in my tenure in Washington.
Earlier, the House voted 354-60 opposing President Trump's withdrawal of troops in Syria. Withdrawal was followed by Turkey's assault on Kurdish forces and civilians in Syria. A senior Trump administration official confirms to ABC News that President Trump wrote Turkish President Erdogan a letter telling him that if he invaded Syria, he would be remembered as a devil. New Orleans Fire Chief Tim McConnell says that the operation at a hotel construction collapse moving from rescue to recovery mode now. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The conflict in Syria.
President Trump is doubling down on his decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria. Mr. Trump hosted Italy's president at the White House today, and after exchanging statements, the president responded to a question about Turkey's assault on Kurdish fighters.
I'm not going to get involved in a war between Turkey and Syria, especially when, if you look at the Kurds, and again, I say this with great respect, they're no angels. If you look at PKK, take a look at PKK. ISIS respects PKK. You know why? Because there is tough or tougher than ISIS. You take a look at a lot of the things having to do. You have to say it. Nobody wants to say it. We're making the Kurds look like they're angels. We paid a lot of money to the Kurds, tremendous amounts of money. We've given them massive fortunes. And you know what? It's wonderful. They fought with us, but we paid a lot for them to fight with us. But just so you understand, we were the ones that captured ISIS. People let some go. They opened a couple of doors to make us look as bad as possible. We have a situation where Turkey is taking land from Syria. Syria is not happy about it. Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
The same reporter mentioned a statement by Senator Lindsey Graham, who said if President Trump continued to talk the way he is, it'd be worse than Obama's decision to leave Iraq. Well, the president did respond.
No, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary, like the Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, as I call them, because they're doing nothing. They're getting nothing done. They're not getting USMCA done between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. They're getting nothing done. And I think Lindsey should focus on judiciary. He ought to find out about what happened with Comey, what happened with McCabe, Lisa, what happened with Peter Strzok, What happened with President Obama? What happened with Brennan? That's what Lindsey ought to focus on. That's what the people of South Carolina want him to focus on.
The war of words continued between President Trump and members of his own party, while the bombs continue to fall in northern Syria. And you've been listening to the in-depth KSL News Time 449. Emergency traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. We go to Ricky Meese.
The crash has cleared northbound I-15 just after the North Interchange in North Salt Lake. But the delays have not, and they are stop and go back to almost 6 North downtown. As a result, we're seeing a lot of overflow delays northbound Highway 89 through that stretch. And also northbound I-215's west side. Slowdowns start just after 2100 south up to 1700 north. When you're past that, delays Layton to Clearfield. Michelle?
Well, we're still busy if you're on Bankett or Highway, seeing the slowdown spanning from Salt Lake in spots all the way down to Riverton. If you're making your way into Utah County, those slowdowns start right about 146 south in Draper over to Thanksgiving Point. More slowing starting to build in Pleasant Grove. And Redwood Road, busy Lehigh to Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And if you're leaving downtown, southbound I-15, bogged down, backups between 21st and 7200 south. Northbound I-15, not much better. We have delays from the point to 33rd south. Got a crash in the mix still, blocking two left lanes at 4100 south. Eastbound I-215 on the south end, busy from 13th west past the golf course over to I-15. Get over to Utah Health as part of your community with 12 locations along the Wasatch Front. Expert care right down the street. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines and the 7-day forecast now. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a couple of storms to talk about. The first one will arrive tomorrow afternoon. A cold front will move through. Ahead of that front, increasing clouds, breezy south winds, 75 for the high early Thursday, and then the rain will start in the afternoon. Not a big storm, a couple of hundreds here in Salt Lake. Sunshine and cooler for Friday, 54 for the high. Our next storm gets here Saturday. Valley rain mixing with snow, lasting into Sunday morning. Mountains ought to get a couple inches. The valleys, it ought to stick in the lawns and on the rooftops. Highs only in the 40s with lows in the 30s. 50s return next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
77 degrees. What a shame. Weather's going to turn cold just as the school kids are getting parole. Till Monday. It's 4:52. KSL News Radio.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky.
Gift of Shane Company jewelry is special and will be loved every day. You can easily find a gift from under $100 to well over $10,000. Because we eliminate all middlemen and their markups, whatever your budget, you'll get the best value.
If you prefer to buy online, go to shaneco.com. You can shop by price, by style, or by stone. If you'd like some guidance, chat online with one of our experts. Buy online and pick up in store for a last-minute gift.
Or shop in our store and you'll see the exceptional sparkle of our diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and colorful gemstones. Hold our lustrous pearls in your hands. You'll experience our jewelry's superior craftsmanship and design. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts will help you find the perfect gift.
Whether you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, marking a special event, or just because, give a gift that will last forever at the best price.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
Does the world around us seem to get crazier by the day? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. We're in the hot tub business because we're passionate about creating a place for families to connect. Right now, during our Peaceful Life sale, get some financial peace with deep discounts and 0% financing for 60 months. Payments start at just $89 OAC. Add a little peace to your family at any of our factory stores in North Ogden, Logan, Layton, Salt Lake, Bluffdale, Orem, or Springville. Hurry, and Saturday, Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Have you been struggling with ED? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Now I know this can be an uncomfortable subject for many men, but there is finally a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It's called acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown and FDA cleared to increase blood flow. exactly what a guy struggling needs more of. There is finally a long-term fix that can help you. Now, if you're struggling with ED and sick of the medication, pick up the phone and call us right now. We will do an initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our medical doctor totally free. That's normally $300. There's no obligation and no strings attached. Pick up the phone and call us right now, 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free offer, 801-901-8000.
You can really feel fall in the air right now. And there's something about this time of year, harvest time, everything else. You kind of want to get your home ready for the wintertime season ahead. Perfect time to call my friends at Zero Res. I'm Doug Wright. We have called Zero Res for years and years. I've known these folks almost since the very inception of the Zero Res company. They have never, ever let me down. Every time they come to our home, they just do a superb job. And the people that come into our home are the kind of folks you welcome into your house, that it's nice to have them there. Very recently, we had Alonzo clean all of the carpets down in our basement. We gave him a little bit of a challenge with all of the wear and tear we had during the past summer. And of course, we have pets as well. Right now, why don't you call the people at Zero Res? Or maybe better yet, just schedule online. It's so simple, even I can do it. Search Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. And right now, it's only $33 per room. Pre-treated, cleaned, and Zero Resified. Count on the people we count on. Zero Res.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. On Wall Street, a somewhat quiet day. The Dow was down 22 points. The close, 27001. The S&P 500 was down 6 points. The NASDAQ fell 24. KSL News Time, 4:56. And time for Jazz Notes. Here's Cleon Wall.
It's the last night for the Jazz of the preseason. Thank heavens. Jazz and Blazers tip at 7. I'm sure both teams are ready to start the real games of the regular season, which is 1 week from tonight. But the Jazz still need to work on defense. And Donovan Mitchell said more reps and more real-time situations will help.
A lot of it is just knowing where to be. You know, I think, you know, we've gone over it a lot, but, you know, it's different when you go over it in practice versus when you go over it, you know, against Sacramento Kings, you know, where they have guys that can score at every position.
Jazz have given up 130 points a game in the preseason, but it is the preseason. And if you want to find out what we've learned so far from this preseason, check out the Jazz Notes podcast with Ben Anderson. You can find it on the KSL News Radio app or at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.